So I'm here with Davo after an away defeat in the league to Arsley Town, 4-1. I suppose the first thing Davo to say would be, what a cruel way to lose a game on the second goal.
Yeah, I'm sure people look at the result and, you know, even if they think that the second goal was a bit controversial, that's an understatement. Yeah, you can say that they then scored a third and a fourth, but anyone who knows the game knows that second goal, you know, how it will affect teams mentally, because it was the most ridiculous penalty decision I've seen. I mean, I said this earlier in the season at St Ives, but this is another level, I think. I've never seen a penalty decision like it, if I'm honest.
No, but as you say, the one at St Ives earlier in the season was very weak, but today is, I mean, you saw supporters laughing and players laughing as well, which must hurt you when you're playing the game and you're trying to get yourself back in the game after they score that, really.
Yeah, it is. I don't like that with a referee, and I shouldn't say too much about it, but when you see a referee give a decision like that and then people are like laughing, any ball goes in the box and they're shouting penalty because they think it's funny. I mean, I don't blame them, the team, for doing it. But to have the referee laughing at the joke, it takes a strong character not to say things that we shouldn't on the pitch and get more opportunities for him to send people off or give cards or whatever. But credit to the lads, you know, our discipline was very, very good, bearing in mind that. And, you know, other teams probably would have, got themselves a few men sent off because it was a farcical decision.
And I suppose to start then, really taking the positives out the first half, you had a very good start to the game, went a goal up, and then maybe a sloppy goal for them to equalise at half-time. But there were certainly lots of positives to take from the first half.
Yeah, it was a good half of football. I thought they played some decent football, but I thought we dominated the game, had the slight wind with us in the first half, and we played some good stuff. I mean, our goal was a free kick curled in. They didn't clear it, and Josh put it away. I was pleased for Josh Francis to score. So that put us... well, obviously, he'd come on a sub, actually, because we'd had to juggle it, because... Stu Parker injured himself, which was a blow early on, after we'd had to juggle it again because a couple of people were late for the game as well. So it was frustrating, really, that start. And then we go a goal up, you think, that's great news, can we build on it? And we started to play some good stuff, but Rob Carr was getting out of their fullback all the time. But we didn't get that second goal, and then they've equalised with a shot from range, which sort of squirmed through Pricey, got a hand to it, but didn't quite keep it out, which was a shame. For 1-1, one or two chances we had after that we didn't really take. But you thought we probably should have been ahead at half time, and maybe, you know, on the balance of what happened with the wind in the second half, because it picked up massively, didn't it? Really, the wind in the second half, and it was very strong, you know, in their favour. Obviously, we come in at 1-1 at half time.
Yeah, and you say about the wind, or you mentioned the wind, and it was something I was going to come on to. Looked like you struggled to get out really in the second half, and obviously the wind had a lot to do with that. I don't think you really had a shot on target in the second half apart from one that deflected out for a corner.
Yeah, that's fair. I would say we didn't play great in the second half, although I thought we started the half relatively well. Dealing with the longer balls that they were playing was easier to deal with because it was running through to the keeper, and I didn't think they looked like really breaking us down. And then they've slotted the ball through. Price has come out, slid out, collected the ball in his hands. I mean, I don't know. I honestly still can't see what he's seen there for a penalty. The referee's given the penalty, and Price has stood up with the ball in his hand, and no one said anything, appealed or anything. And there was some gasp of shock from everyone, really, that he's given a penalty. And the lad stuck it away well. Dean is a decent player. He's been around. They've got a fair few players that have been around, haven't they? They've got some very good experienced players. So, you know, that helps. Maybe they were into the referee's ear. We don't do that. We haven't got players that can do that. Maybe that had an impact on it. Don't blame them for that if they are doing that. That's what experience brings you. But they stuck it away well, 2-1. Thought we did okay after that, really, despite the feeling of disappointment that was obvious within the team. It was, you know, it knocks the stuffing out of you, really. And then, unfortunately, Chalky gives the ball away very poorly in an area you shouldn't, and they've broke and got a third. So we're 3-1 down. And obviously we're throwing men forward a little bit at that point. And then they've got a fourth of a, what was it, corner or something. And yeah, it was a corner and the lads headed in free header. So yeah, disappointing. I mean, 4-1 flatters them unbelievably. But, you know, we've got to take positives from it. There was some good stuff happened. Got the two lads give their debuts for Jamal Johnson and Cameron that come over from Aldershot. You know, they're young lads and they're learning the trade, so that you know they'll be good for us, I'm sure. Rob Carr played well, all looked lively in that first half, and in general we played all right in that first half. So yeah, there's positives. I'm not gonna get too down about it. The scoreline looks comprehensive, but it wasn't comprehensive.
And then I suppose attention's turned to the next round of the cup on Tuesday against Lymington. And then you've got Aylesbury, obviously at home on Saturday, which a big game might be a bit too much to say at the moment, but it's certainly a clash where you're two teams that are down there and could desperately do with the 3 points, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely. We don't look at any team that we think, oh, this is winnable, that's not winnable, but there are games that are, you know, easier to win than others, and you know, we've got a great record at home. You know, I'm sure they'll come fearful of that, knowing that we're very good at home, and hopefully we can do that next week, next weekend. But you know, before that, we've got Lymington in the cup. We're going to have to make some changes. We've got injuries, and you know, it's not highest on the priority list, although we'd like to progress through to the next round. But yeah, we'll see what we can put together for Tuesday, and then you know, hopefully get a positive result, and then go into you know, the next game next week.
Best of luck for Tuesday in the cup. Obviously, another win in the next round and sees you through in that. And then best of luck for Saturday. I guess it's not easy to lift the boys after today, but you've got a little bit of a tough job to do with that. But I'm sure you'll be fighting fit and ready for the next two games ahead.
Yeah, we'll look forward to it. And you know, they're a good, honest bunch of lads. And yeah, you know, what I'm pleased with is the character they show and the attitude that they show to walk in after being, you know, harshly treated by a referee, let's say that, and to not react like a lot of people would have done shows a lot of maturity, and I'm proud of them for that, if nothing else.
Very diplomatic.
Cheers.
Best of luck for Tuesday and Saturday.
Cheers, mate. Bye. Cheers.